thank you for joining us today on the first Imagian Biosystems podcast. I'm Taryn Silver, and with me is Dr. John Hazel, the founding chairman of Imagian Scientific Advisory Board. Today, we'll be discussing John's background and how he came to join Imagian and where the sector is going for early cancer detection. Dr. Hazel has over 25 years of experience as a medical physicist and has a focus on research in image-guided therapy, preclinical imaging, and early detection technologies. He was previously a non-executive director and established the Magnetic Relaxometry Research Laboratory at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston in 2014. Well, thanks for being with us here today, John.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So I wanted to start with a bit about you, Dr. Hazel. Could you tell us a bit about your role at the MD Anderson Cancer Center and your career to date?
Great, thanks. Yes, my position here is I'm a professor and chairman of the Department of Imaging Physics. I hold the Bernard Biedenhorn Endowed Chair in Cancer Research. And for about the last 30 to 35 years, I've been working in the field of biomedical imaging research. So we really have faculty that are looking at everything from very basic science developments through clinical applications of new technology. So, you know, we kind of see the full spectrum of what's out there available for new technologies. And this one kind of caught our eye a few years ago. And so we've invested a lot of time in this. And that's kind of where we are today.
I guess that leads to my next question about your backstory and how you were introduced to Imagian's MagSense technology. Can you tell us about that?
Right. Yeah. One of my very close collaborators here at MD Anderson is Dr. Robert Bast, who's a professor in the GYN Oncology Department and our Vice President for Translational Research. And I think around 2012 or 13, he was approached by some folks that had this new idea for cancer detection. And so they were going to set up a meeting, and he called me and said, "Hey, you know, I need you to come down and tell me if technically this makes any sense." And so we had a meeting with the original Manhattan Scientific Group, which included Dr. Ed Flynn, who was a physicist that had spent a 30 or 35 year career at Los Alamos National Lab working in magnetics, and had begun to focus in an application that he thought had promise in the biomedical imaging space, which was looking at magnetic relaxometry differences between bound and unbound nanoparticles, and had this idea that you could potentially use that as a way to discriminate against particles that had been injected into the body that had found a biological target and had become restricted in their motion, if you will. And so that's what really kind of, you know, got us into the whole relaxometry game.
Wow, that sounds incredible that you've been working on this. You've recently been named as founding chair of the company's scientific advisory board. Can you tell me about the charter of that group and why it's important for Imagian Biosystems?
Yeah, so I think this group is really going to be important through this next phase of the company in evaluating the results of the final in vivo studies, looking at the initial in vivo clinical studies, and then mapping out more on the clinical application roadmap. But also, we have a very good nanotechnology specialist in Rob Ivkov on there, who can help us continue to optimize the particles, the surface chemistry, and the conjugation as well. But I think the board is really going to help us map out what our clinical strategy needs to be through each of the steps as we progress through the FDA and different approval processes.
Well, that's really interesting, John. So based on that, could you tell me how this technology will fit into existing clinical practice?
So we're really working through that paradigm right now. There's several places this could fit in. It's probably not going to be a first-line technology just because it does require an injectable. But with all of the new blood panel screening technologies and other ways to really come up with risk assessments that would support using this technology in situations where we know that early detection is a challenge using other imaging technologies. We're going to pilot this in breast and looking for lymph nodes because there is still a challenge there. But other kinds of applications that we think are going to be very impactful are, as I mentioned, ovarian cancer, where we now have a good blood risk indicator, but its specificity isn't super high. So, a woman may see her CA-125 level rising. Her clinician is concerned that she may have an ovarian cancer. We'll do, a CT scan. We can't find it. We'll do an MR scan. We can't find it because the ovarian and fallopian tube anatomy is so complex. We may do transvaginal ultrasound. And still yet, we may not be able to detect that early cancer. And without knowing for sure that there's a cancer there, the therapies are pretty much all surgical at that point and have significant morbidities associated with them. So we'd really like to find a technology that could find those sooner. We hope that this more sensitive technology may allow us to focus in and find those as well.
Well, thank you for joining us today, John. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Great. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to learn more about Imagian Biosystems, please head to imagianbiosystems.com or follow Imagian on LinkedIn and Twitter. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast, and we look forward to having you here next time.